Let's read together Psalm 136. Psalm 136 is known as the Great Hallel. And in this psalm, God is praised for his great acts at the time of creation and his great acts throughout Israel's history. Let's begin by reading the first three verses of this psalm. Psalm 136, beginning with verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. Let's begin our study of this psalm, Psalm 136, with some background notes. Question: should Psalm 136 be classified as a praise psalm or as one of the historical psalms? Answer: both. In this great praise psalm, the Lord is praised for his great acts throughout history. Now, all of Psalms 120 through 136 are known as the Great Hallel, that is, Psalms of Great Praise. But Psalm 136 is known as the Great Hallel, H-A-L-L-E-L, right? The Great Hallel. Remember, the Hebrew word Hallel means praise, and Hallelujah means praise the Lord in Hebrew. We see in this psalm that every one of the 26 verses ends with the phrase, for his mercy endures forever, or his love endures forever, or his loving kindness is everlasting, depending on your translation. The reason for the differences in the translations is because this is the Hebrew word hesed, which is very difficult to translate with one English word. The word encompasses God's love and mercy, and maybe the best way to translate it would be loyal love or covenanted love in reference to God's love for his people. Most likely this refrain, for his love endures forever, was added so that this great psalm of praise could be used antiphonally in temple worship. That is, the leader would give the first line of the verse and the congregation would respond with the refrain, for his loving kindness endures forever. This psalm was used in this way for both Passover and Rosh Hashanah, that is, the Jewish New Year. Psalm 136, by the way, is an excellent psalm for responsive reading in church services today. In Psalm 135, we saw that God was praised for his great sovereignty, that is, his complete control of everything. Now in Psalm 136, the Lord is praised for his great wonders, both in creation and in history. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for Psalm 136. So doctrinal point number one, believers should praise the Lord for his loving kindness in creation. Believers should praise the Lord for his loving kindness in creation. Verses 4 through 9. Now when we read these verses, we'll read for the refrain, for his loyal love endures forever, so that we better capture the meaning of that Hebrew word hesed. Let's read these verses, verses 4 through 9. Psalm 136, beginning now with verse 4. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loyal love endures forever. Now, the important point in these verses is not only to realize the great power of God that was involved in creating the universe, but to realize that it was his great love for his people as to the reason for his creation. This great creation of sun and moon and stars and seas and dry land was not created for just a show of power or for angels, but for us, God's people. So the next time you go to a planetarium and view one of those displays or presentations that show you how insignificant a speck you are in this vast universe, remember Psalm 136. God made all of this creation. Why? For his loyal love endures forever. It's for his love for his people. We are not just random chance, insignificant specks in a universe with no purpose. No. We are so significant that God had us and his love for us in mind when he created this universe and everything in it. Believers should praise the Lord for his loving kindness in creation. Doctrinal point number two. Believers should praise the Lord for his loving kindness in history. Believers should praise the Lord for his loving kindness in history. Verses 10 through 22. Let's read these verses. Psalm 136, beginning now with verse 10. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his loyal love endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his loyal love endures forever, with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his loyal love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his loyal love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loyal love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his loyal love endures forever, and slew famous kings, for his loyal love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loyal love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his loyal love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his loyal love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his loyal love endures forever. In these verses, the psalmist prays through Israel's history, especially the Exodus and the conquest, and praises the Lord for every event because he sees the sovereign hand of God behind all of these events, working on behalf of his people. Notice how the death of the firstborn in the 10th plague on Egypt was an act of God's loyal love. Verse 10, once again, to him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his loyal love endures forever. Now, why was this an act of God's love, God's loyal love? Because it was the means of getting his people out of slavery in Egypt, verses 11 and 12, and brought out Israel from among them, for his loyal love endures forever, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his loyal love endures forever. And the Lord wasn't done with Pharaoh yet. In his loyal love, God used the means of delivering his people through the Red Sea as the very means of overthrowing Pharaoh's army. Verses 13 through 15. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. This sounds a lot like the song that Moses and the children of Israel sang in Exodus chapter 15 after they crossed the Red Sea and after they saw how God had delivered them in his power because he loved them. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. From Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 19. In verse 16 of Psalm 136, we see that because of his loyal love, God led them through the wilderness. Verse 16, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. Notice, he led them. Yes, they wandered because of their sin, but God still led them. The pillar of cloud and fire did not leave every time the people sinned. What an encouragement this should be for us. In verses 17 through 20, the conquest is in view, including the conquering of Og and Sihon, kings of the Amorites, on the east side of the Jordan River. All of these kings were overthrown because of God's loyal love for his people, and so that he could give them the land as an inheritance, verses 21 and 22, and gave their land as a heritage, for his loyal love endures forever, a heritage to Israel his servant, for his loyal love endures forever. Notice, the land was given to Israel as an inheritance by God himself. Now let me ask you, if you were given an inheritance of land, who owns it? You do. For how long? For as long as you live, and then it's passed down in the family. The point is obvious. The land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people by inheritance. They are still God's chosen people. The Lord should be praised for his loving kindness in history. And now what about practical application for this great psalm of praise, Psalm 136? Practical application number one. Don't forget the obvious proof of the Lord's love. Don't forget the obvious proof of the Lord's love. Now, our first practical application comes from the final four verses of this psalm. Let's read verses 23 through 26. Who remembered us in our lowly estate, for his loyal love endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his loyal love endures forever, who gives food to all flesh, for his loyal love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loyal love endures forever. In these summary verses and final call to praise in application, we are exhorted, as Israel was, not to forget how the Lord in his loyal love has remembered us and saved us and protected us and provided for us. And you say, where's the proof of God's love? What more proof do you want from the God of heaven? Some kind of shooting star? Come on, get real. If you are a believer, the proof of God's love is all around you and part of the fabric of your life. Don't forget the obvious proof of the Lord's love. Practical application number two. Pray through your history. Pray through your history. Did you ever want to pray, but you don't know what to pray about? Well, pray through your history and praise the Lord as Israel did in this psalm. Start with your birth and move through your childhood and teenage years and on through your whole life. Surely you can see the sovereign hand of God at work in his loving kindness for you, including his discipline and including what the world would call tragic events. It may be hard to realize now, but God in his loyal love was in control. So pray through your history. It brings glory to God and blessing to your own soul. Pray through your history.